Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, again, my brothers and sisters, we're back again, yes, indeed, for another episode, another very, very precious episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I am your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very, very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity at this very precious time to speak these very, very precious words for the healing, for the blessing, yes, my brothers and sisters, for the redemption of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he has a sure plan, after which he will bring forth understanding. He will bring forth peace, my brothers and sisters, after all that he has intended in this world. And it's time we understand that my brothers and sisters, just as the Most High, I said, just as the Most High is one, so must all his people be one. We must learn what it is to reason together. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11 tells us, we must come, yes, my brothers, to reason together because, it says, in the name of the Most High, there should be no divisions among us. We all must come into one understanding. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that if that, let's just say, if anything else other than that peace be our motivation, then we fail to understand what from the beginning was the cause of the Most High. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the Most High made this earth, it was always intended to be true. I said always intended to be true to the design, the will, the standard, the purpose, the order of the One. So was it always meant to be? Or dare men believe the Most High made man to always misrepresent and argue against him? I repeat, man was created from the very beginning. I said man was created, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning to echo the thoughts and the mind of his creator. Do you think any other mentality was given to man when the Most High said he breathed into man the breath of life? Did he become a living soul? You need to understand, so my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, that breath of life was more than just something to animate the flesh of a man. My brothers and sisters, the very concept of life to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has no termination in it. But the Most High breathed into man in a world, my brothers and sisters, with all things in it conducive in order under the perpetuity of existence. The Most High breathed into man, a brother and sister, harmony. Yes, harmony. With all the affairs that Most High has set together in order in the universe. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if man remained true to all that fruitive, absolute knowledge, brothers and sisters, let us understand that the concept of life has no contradiction in it. What do you think it meant when the scriptures talk about the idea about man partaking of the tree of life, that he lived forever? Oh, the book of Genesis speaks of it. The book of Revelation speaks the same. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about the idea about inheriting eternal life. It's also talking about inheriting an eternal word, which, my brothers and sisters, man was created to be a habitation of, to preserve that conscience in the earth forever. But humanity, in so many ways, has fallen from discerning even its purpose. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, since we understand that since the fall of mankind, after so many diverse misideals, irrationalities and arguments, our brothers and sisters, man in his pride arguing against man and also arguing against the Most High himself, my brothers and sisters, that has not been the way of peace. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 59:8? The way of peace men have forgotten, the way of men have known not. Therefore, salvation is far from us. Hebrews 3 and 4, Psalm 95. It's because man, my brothers and sisters, because man has not sought to know the ways of the kingdom of Yah. And we've said it before, they called it the word for heaven is Shamayim. Shamayim. The way of those, my brothers and sisters, who seek all that is divine will, that all might be of one accord, and a blessing to one another. But my brothers and sisters, he said, a people who will not know his ways should not enter into his rest. How shall the people who won't know his ways, my brothers and sisters, be constituent in that order? So I can say to you that wherever men have sworn by the name of the Most High, not seeking discretion beyond all the aberrant ideals of their leaders, it has not been an oath, my brothers and sisters, unto all the pure, complete word of truth that would have wrought salvation and peace in this world. Wherever men have called upon the holy name, not seeking to exceed the contentious differences of their leaders, men have sworn the holy name in vain and not unto peace. What scriptures say in Psalms 2? Why do the nations rage and the people imagine what? Vain things. Something less than the salvation and order that is divinely intended. It's because, my brothers and sisters, men have been duped into under allegiances a multitude of varying allegiances under kings and rulers who have conspired together against the Most High. And yes, my brothers and sisters, against the oneness that will be restored unto this world, unto its healing, unto its peace, as he has foredecreed, forecommanded, must come to bear at the hand of his Messiah. What is written? Psalm 110, Most High said to his Son, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Wow. What's written at Isaiah 41? Who is this that has stirred up this righteous man like unto the rising sun, the sudden arising of the sun, that he should subdue even kings? Who was it that said in advance? Was it not I, the Most High? Oh, my brothers and sisters, what is written in Isaiah 49? Said Messiah would awaken one day to the fullness of the strength and capacity for which he is created, or which he is, let's just say, raised, if you will, in this earth. Raised up in this earth. Raised up by the Spirit of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to raise a conscience fully unto what is fully unto the Most High intended. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Now, I'm not saying that Messiah is a created being in the context of his pre-incarnate identity. But my brothers and sisters, the body that we see, well, there's an old adage at the hand of the ancient Hebrew sages. Said the Messiah is not the body you see, but the spirit that is within him. So that's why the scripture said, Isaiah 42, says, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. The isles shall wait for his law. My brothers and sisters, all these things must come to bear. Yes, he shall not be discouraged. He said justice in the earth. Because my brothers and sisters, the Most High desires again that justice be restored. It must be understood then, whoever would swear by the holy name or what he believes the holy name to be, not seeking all that is divine will, not seeking all the pure, perfect word that would bring forth peace, because purity and completion offers one choice. Whoever not seek all the pure, perfect word to transcend all the varied differences of short-sightedness that men have called their variant political, social, national, pseudo-religious denominations and so-called churches. If men will not seek, my brothers and sisters, beyond all this worldliness unto the true church, my brothers and sisters, the church called and obedient to the call of Yah himself. Whoever would not seek that perfect acknowledgement has in so many ways, and I've talked about this on last evening's show, in so many ways has been like a body, if you, my brothers and sisters, or said a body of believers, disconnected from the head. Because trust me, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of allegiances to a multitude of differing ideologies, the hand of a multitude of differing leaderships, supposed leaderships, though they might claim to be true unto the Most High, well, my brothers and sisters, they're all false prophets. They cause you to believe and trust in any manner of partial or perverse doctrine, not to seek the absolution that the scripture said Messiah himself in the latter days must bring. What does the scripture say concerning him? It says, let us not consider ourselves so wise in this world. Certainly not before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise, how to honor Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, I dare tell you that you need to think about this. Isaiah 57. How about Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 14? If we understand it well, We understand the leaders of this world are all more concerned about their personal pulpits and thrones. They have founded, my brothers and sisters, completely against the cause of their avocation. That they would ever, my brothers and sisters, reveal to you that the true hope of the gospel is a hope of peace. They're more concerned about their own ideologies. And man, my brothers and sisters, than man even being true to what is the Shema, love and pursuit of all that is divine will. Yes, beyond all the contentions of your leaders who have been obstacles against your discretion. And if, my brothers and sisters, if they compel men to swear falsely in the holy name after any standard less than all that is divinely required, do you realize, my brothers and sisters, that the only way they can defend themselves seeming viable is to continue to lie against even what would be preparation for the coming of the king? Who the scriptures tell us in Acts 3:18-23 must come for the restoration and restitution of all things. According to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since this world began. Meaning that whoever would not hearken to his constant testimony, the word of peace, the pure perfect testimony of the Most High, be cut off from among the people, because the Most High will not allow anyone into his kingdom that would deny him on even the least point. Messiah said, if you deny any part of the law and the prophets, or you're beguiled to do so, 5:14-5:24 Matthew, they called it. He says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? The kingdom of Yah, brothers and sisters, is the kingdom of peace. The people who will not know that way of peace, that constant word of peace, will always argue against the truth. My brothers and sisters, you have to understand. If every man is allowed to take away from the word according to how it seems wise in his own heart, after a while you have no covenant at all. In fact, if the word of the Most High, which is a pure and perfect word, is divided in any way, you have potential for contention. And the Most High will have none of it. It's time we understand. Again, I related on last evening something the Most High told me directly that morning. He says that a whole world has sworn by the holy name or by his name, what they think is his name, in vain, simply because men trusting in their rulers have not sought the pure, perfect will of Yah, but have call themselves wise after standards established by men. I said, have called themselves wise under standards established by men, which have never been devotion under the fullness of his word. And because men have not known what is missing, they have considered many, my brothers and sisters, many forms of misallegiance to be wise. But the scriptures tell us that Messiah will return or must appear to this world to expose every one of these fallen standards. In fact, all your pastors, all your leaders, political, social, national, and religious, expose them all as having in some way been treacherous against the pure word of one, because they're in league, my brothers and sisters, together, that you not discern how long it's been that the whole world has been in darkness. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, that in a day of sudden light, a whole world forewarned that has refused to listen shall suddenly realize it has been blind in the darkness, the truth hidden from men, that they not discern wherein the rulers have robbed them for a very, very long time. I don't call this show Hidden Gospel. I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. I don't call my website HiddenGospel.com without a reason. A lot of articles, my brothers and sisters, on that site that this world is in desperate need of. Messiah said, if you deny any part of the law of the prophets, or you fall victim to false prophets who cause you to deny any part of the law and the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Well, I got news for you. I see truths in containing the scriptures that all your leaders have in some way sought to keep you blind, not to discern. I know that the Most High sends a prophet after a spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, to speak what others would not. So what does that make those, my brothers and sisters, who would not speak these things? Yes, my brothers and sisters, they all seek to keep a world duped, not to discern the only way after which our soul might be confirmed and called steadfast unto Yah. So I said, my peace I give unto you. I said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Must be two different concepts of what men would call peace. One of them is completely a farce, and the other one is true. One is mandated by men, and my brothers and sisters, the greater one has always been the mandate of Yah. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commands. Everything he commands after the power and the precepts the Most High granted from on high, converting all nations beyond every fallen standard. That's why you said, teach them all. A multitude of partial standards have been continual pride after controversy and what could never be peace. He said, teach them all things he commanded. That's the oath unto the Most High. His very name declares he is all in everything that he is, not that he is not. There's no peace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after everybody's contentious hypocrisies and partialities, after a multitude of misadministrations. For whoever would misrepresent, misadminister the truth, against what is divine righteousness, against what the Most High calls justice, is yet counted among the sons of darkness. And no one is guiltless would even presumptuously lie against Yah. So man, my brothers and sisters, have to understand something. Not all have learned or preached the truth of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. You must be prepared to hearken to him for all that he himself will reveal. You must learn to discern his voice. And my brothers and sisters, you must learn to prepare for him whom he said that he would send. One who would come forth at his choice, at his choosing, exalted above all the kings of the earth, give rest to the land, my brothers and sisters, after the reference point that he is appointed to bring. The one that he said the Most High would send him and has sent him. According to Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, hearken to me, O ye isles, all ye nations afar off. Most High has called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring his people back to him, declare in fact what is his honor, what is glorious unto his name. Make my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to make his people an invariant light of salvation, even to the ends of the earth. Toward Isaiah 49, after his people have what? Sworn by his name? But not in truth nor in righteousness. That means sworn by his name, but not unto all that is necessary unto peace. My brothers and sisters, did you hear what I said? Everything the Most High has declared since the fall away from his one pure perfect will has always been about restoring mankind to the way of peace. Think about it for a moment. What did he tell Abraham? Walk after my perfect will, and it will be a blessing. How about the peace to all nations? Did he say any manner of partial standard would be sufficient under this? Obviously not. Here, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand, it is time that the world come to comprehend the simple fact that every manner of polytheism and politics, everywhere that on this earth men will exalt a multitude of variant standards as if they were equal. Wherever men would blaspheme against the pure perfect will of the Most High to justify themselves, the affairs of this multi-denominationalist or international diversitude, all of it is innately antithetical, even satanically antithetical, a divide and conquer tactic against the monotheist hope, that is the Holy Covenant for peace. Besides said, all nations must conform then, my brothers and sisters, to his pure perfect will. That's the only peace.
Purity and completion offering one choice. We've talked about the very word for heaven is Shamayim, and it means that all must seek all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah for the mutual good of one another, none denying the Most High in any way, form, or fashion. But my brothers and sisters, wherever nations and rulers seeking to exalt many diverse standards, and if you will, many gods, wherever a man believes, my brothers and sisters, is a god to him, every one of these partial standards is a false god against the one righteousness of the one. All these misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters, are a complete, total lie and a robbery against mankind, and robbery against the Most High, and a misrepresentation of him, that men, if the truth would be right before them, they'd oftentimes, most often, miss it. Why? Because after a multitude of misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters, how you know which is which, if any of them have been wise? The truth of the matter, the scripture says, at the time Messiah appears, a whole world has fallen short of the divine truth and glory, or was accepted before Yah for many, many generations. It's an article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com/. You look at an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Discern what the early church knew was to come. Think about it. Many say today that the gospel has already been preached. Messiah gave his life for a world to be redeemed of his sins. But redemption from sin, my brothers and sisters, is redemption from all the varied misallegiances that have divided the peoples. Many say Messiah has already come to bring forth, hear my brothers and sisters, to bring forth finally peace in the earth. One understanding, one standard. Wow. But do we see man true today to one standard? Say he's already come to preach the gospel of one peace. But my brothers and sisters, if men had been true to that one peace and had not been rebelliously resistant, there'd be no need for him to return to preach it again. And simple saying of the scriptures, and for instance, Revelation 14 says surely that he must. So they ask the question is this, if man had been true to the pure perfect word, then my brothers and sisters, man would not have deceived himself to preserve mass corruptions and misrepresented the Most High. As devils do. Man has to overcome, our brothers and sisters, what the scriptures call the warmongering marks of the beast. The varying standards, my brothers and sisters, that have kept the world divided and not true to the Creator that made it. It's time we understand what Rome called Pax Romana, which is the preservation of all the variant miscreant deities that men had idealized. My brothers and sisters, that has been a scourge and a robbery to the whole world. The whole world of diverse leaders has been a conspiracy against an oath true to the holy name. My brothers and sisters, in seeking to preserve a multitude of varying standards has been a provocation against the hope of peace, against the one understanding, against the pure, perfect will of Yah, after which we might all agree. Think about it. If all were true to the first command, that there be recognized among men, no other consummate conscience supreme. I said, if man were true to the first command, you have no other gods before him. Think about it. What a man believes is a god to him. It means that you shouldn't have a multitude of varying standards. There never should have been a multitude of varying standards in this world. But if man had been true to that first command, there would have been no false concepts of deity, no idolatry, no vanities. Man would have only known the way of peace and how to agree reasonably according to the righteous will of the One Most High. There would be no multitude of, let's just say, elected officials after the choosing of men, which my brothers and sisters compelled to represent the diverse politicizations of man can never be true to the will of one. Think about it. First command. Yes, no other gods, no other standard but his should govern his people. Second command, no man of idol, no false concept of deity in the mind even. Third command, you don't call upon his name unto anything less than all that is his will, his perfect plan for peace. Keeping the Shabbat,
the keeping of the Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, is a common pursuit on all the people who will call upon his name, that they all discern his perfect will. No debate, no doubt, no lie in it. That is the hope. And my brothers and sisters, because men have not discerned this, they haven't discerned by the whole, how the whole world has compelled men to lie against the Most High, even to forsake the hope of partakership in the plan of peace. The innate culprit, my brothers and sisters, is this false idea that the diverse will of many can somehow bring mutual reverence for the will of one. Messiah did not give his life that man be left subject to a multitude of varying ideals. That's a false concept of a Messiah. Messiah never came, my brothers and sisters, to exalt all the variant false gods or to uphold all this differing, contentious, argumentative spirits of all the false gods of Rome. He is the anointed of one, my brothers and sisters, not the anointed of many. They need to understand what Rome called the peace of Rome, seeking to defend all their variant deities, is an absolute lie based upon the premises that are based on the supposed premises that there are many gods rather than one. And that is because men have felt there's a need to validate a multitude of injustices, a multitude of false concepts of deity, and that's exactly how Rome felt. They felt that peace was based in preserving all the false gods that they had conceived. The concept that one day man will understand from the rising sun to the west is only one Most High. Will finally compel man, my brothers and sisters, to realize the foolishness, the antipathy against peace that has been the result, my brothers and sisters, of men seeking to exalt the multitude of variant differences after which this world has been divided. For again, this world was not created to be subject to a multitude of contentiously diverse, self-righteous, and selfishly ambitious leaders. Yah is one, the earth belongs to him, and my brothers and sisters, without question, the fullness thereof. So, my brothers and sisters, where the rulers of this earth have compelled men to swear deceitfully, how about, my brothers and sisters, swear after divisiveness against the one? To deceive men to believe that all their variant short-sighted stances were somehow viable? Well, men have been compelled to believe after all their variant rulers that they have sworn allegiance to the one Most High, and only been duped, my brothers and sisters, stand against him. This massive illusion, this strong delusion, after which men have believed a lie, a pretense. Second Thessalonians says, preferring unrighteousness. All of this, my brothers and sisters, at the will of one, at the declaration of one, this lie must come to an end. Time we understand. Mutual reverence for the perfect will of the one Most High. That is what we were told from the very beginning that we should have always guarded. Messiah will come sin because you did not keep in guard. The magic has not kept in guard that one premise. Fakers have come in, my brothers and sisters. And compelling men to believe that they must guard a multitude of differing ideas, hypocrisies against the will of one. My brothers and sisters, so many have gone to war. In fact, my brothers and sisters, even if they don't go forth, even if man did not go forth in war, direct immediate warfare against one another physically, the very idea that obtuse thoughts blocking the mind to be against being able to offer to the Most High an offering true to him in peace, being that man was created to emanate the thoughts of his creator. The very fact, my brothers and sisters, men have believed lies has negated the strength and the worth of many souls. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Mutual reverence for the perfect will of one. The divine will be guarded against all possible variances. Where in a mutual understanding, worry are aware against all irrationalities. Lest there be a suffering in the earth, must one day prompt a mutual reverence for all that is divine will, that in this earth there be no more offenses. When man comes to understand that his thoughts against order have manifest so much, let's just say, fall away from the blessing of God, then men will seek to be true unto the Most High, because, like the scripture says, you should not provoke, you should not tempt the Most High. Scripture says, woe to those who strive against their Maker. Most High already said that if man walked according to his commands, there would be life and peace. Man has provoked the Most High and endangered the lives and the very spirits of all, even the hope of eternal life of many. In daring to be presumptuous, to admit and permit, give license to so many ideals, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High can never be pleased, unto the invalidation of many souls. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will understand the Shema, that we love one another only when we seek His perfect will, seeking in all things to rightly represent Him, my brothers and sisters, that the souls of men not perish, but have hope of life? It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, and realize what has occurred. Wherein man seeking pridefully after his own ways, has in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, for his indulgence, been a robber and a murderer. Yes, a robber against both Yah and men. The Most High will only accept unto his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, who discern the truth of his gospel. And his gospel is all that is his pure, perfect word. In a world where all have fallen short of the glory of what is honorable before the Most High, where then do you go to learn how not to lie? Do you really think your leaders would have told you? On my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what will and what event will restore this world under the hope of life and peace. Article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. All this is at hiddengospel.com. You need it, my brothers and sisters. If you want to know how the world got to this place, how it is that man's resistance and rebellion against the gospel has resulted in man falling away from the way of peace, check out that article. Yes, the gospel did go forth. But my brothers and sisters, the nations of the world resisting against the way of the kingdom of Yah being manifested in this world, each ruler seeking to preserve his supposed authority. Remember, the scripture says that all must be converted beyond the nations. You think the leaders wanted that? So they constructed the false concept of Messiah to preserve all their ideals. Scripture says that corruption will remain to the very last day. Nations have not been converted. And your rulers, my brothers and sisters, one day will be running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Please read Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 17, because in that day Messiah must come with that pure, perfect word again, the true word of the gospel again. Revelation 14 says the same. And only those who are willing to hearken to the fullness of that testimony. I said, only those willing to hearken to the fullness of that testimony will be confirmed, sealed, steadfast, reasonable and true. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters, it really is, that at this late date and time, thoughts like this, which were something even little children knew in ancient Israel of old, are truths, my brothers and sisters, that so many have to have explained to them today. Man has forgotten so much of what was ancient tribal instinct. Every man's worth being measured by his ability to bring forth according to the fullness of the potential for which in the scheme of things he was raised. Ancient people gave their children names for just that reason, that certain very necessary attributes and talents of brothers and sisters should not be lost. For everyone in the tribe calls someone by a name, working together, my brothers and sisters, that ideal be preserved. This society we live in today doesn't have that kind of culture, nor strong foundation. But my brothers and sisters, one day all men will understand what it means to be the people of Yah, what is required of a people true unto Yah. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, every attribute and ideal necessary that must be preserved according to everything the scripture says must not be forgotten. And that day will be recognized as a critically important precept, without which, my brothers and sisters, none will have peace. How many are ready for that? How many understand the reasoning in that and the justice? Because men have not overcome the marks of the beastly nations, the rulers who would not rationally reason as one, who all stand against, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the Messiah that Most High himself appointed. Listen, I want to be justified after what men have decreed, what men have called sufficient. My brothers and sisters, if they stand against what the Most High himself has decreed, it's all against the peace. It's all the work of the devil. It's time we all understand that. It's time, my brothers and sisters, man, discern what it is to repent. The scripture says, Most High Spirit, all they who worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. That means according to his inspiration. Or dare we say the carnal mind can comprehend the things of the spirit? Absolutely not. Those of you who need no more bearing on that subject, please listen to last evening's show on the night of November 16th, 2015. I went into some elaborate things in the midst of that show that are a powerful foundation for anyone who would receive it. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Most ancient man, true to the idea that the Most High is one, said, "Let there be among men only good thoughts unto good deeds." Did you hear me? Good thoughts unto good deeds. Nothing done or conceived to distract. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all things working to preserve, strengthen the knowledge of what, my brothers and sisters, is the acceptable will of Yah. No perfect thoughts and deeds required, if you will, to enter into hell, to be denied the way of life. But my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that the Most High calls us perfect will. If we are going to be true to what he calls a contract, a covenant, a seal, conformity unto life. But if a man denies the Most High in even one word, a brother and sisters, Scripture says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Good thoughts, good deeds. What else, my brothers and sisters, do you think we were created for? To argue with each other against the Most High, exalting our own will against His, blinding the minds not to discern the will of Yah Himself? Wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. We all must petition the Most High. We not be distracted. Psalm 19, let the meditations of our hearts, thoughts of our minds, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in His sight. The man has dared to believe that he can meditate within the scope of what, not even discerning, my brothers and sisters, the purpose of which he exists. Driven, my brothers and sisters, not even asking the Most High what is the purpose for his existence. And meditating upon ideals unto goals, my brothers and sisters, formulated after the will of the flesh, said, and believing that in his meditations, he is petitioning the Most High for divine peace. Think about it. The thoughts of men are shaped after a corrupt, self-assuming, self-righteous set of ideals. Haven't got a clue as to the will of the Most High. In other words, get the point. Some people, well, shame. Ashamedly, there are many who say they meditate to find oneness with the Most High, not asking for what is necessary that all comprehend what is His will. So many only meditate, my brothers and sisters, unto the perpetuation of their own imaginations. The Scripture says, if you ask the Most High, a petition of the Most High, seeking His will, He said, the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Seeking, I said, petition the Most High, seeking all His will. Then He would grant of His Spirit. How many petition in their meditations for the full knowledge of all that is divine will that would be a blessing to the earth? Selfish petitions, my brothers and sisters, selfish meditations only snare man inside the shallowness of his own heart. Scripture says you should ask and petition the Most High, be baptized if you will. How about purge of all worldly misconceit? In the name, unto the honor. Yes, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means asking to be raised to His conscience to be a beacon of light to all. It says if you desire spiritual gifts, desire first to edify. But that, my brothers and sisters, has not been the desire of most. Hasn't been the drive of most. And most have failed to understand, my brothers and sisters, what opens the door. Leaders have dared to tell you there's no good works required of the Most High that you enter His kingdom. The Scripture says, in fact, in Ephesians 2nd. Yes, Scripture says instead in Ephesians 2nd, it says, you are created by Him, His workmanship, unto all good works that the Father has foreordained. But the leaders tell you there's nothing you need to do, so you never discern what you need to do to discern beyond their exploitations. Men have sworn in the name of the Most High, said, sworn in the name, or prayed, they say, in the name of Yeshua, or they say in Jesus' name, not seeking the full accomplishments of the way of peace, again restored to mind, not seeking all that is divine will. What Scripture says, you're my servants, you're my friends, if you do everything that I command you. Not seeking all that pleases the Most High. Men have sworn upon them to the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but after the vanities that seem wise of their own hearts. I understand. For the Most High denied the soul that for all that He has given, He will use it on accord to divine plan, will, and glory. It's time to wake up. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, just how many ways, man, has been tricked aside, distracted, carnal ideal, not to discern what his spirit is in desperate need of, if he is to please the Most High himself. It's time we understand what the scriptures mean when it says they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Humanity is in desperate need of an ensign, a standard bearer, a lawgiver. But my brothers and sisters, so many contentions exist because men have not known the need to humble themselves before one who will reprove all your leaders. And the scriptures even tell us, my brothers and sisters, that quite frankly, the day will come that it will be discerned that only those who can respect his testimony, according to all he revealed beyond what has been the conscience of men, only they, my brothers and sisters, will receive the confirming seal that they be true unto the way of peace. I said peace, my brothers and sisters, that they be allowed opportunity unto eternal life. A lot of things I've said on this show in the last few weeks. Very, very critical information. I'm not saying that the information I've given for the last few years hasn't been important. But there's a lot of ways that a lot of very deep concepts have been related in a way that, that the mind wants to see. If the people want to hear, petitioning with a pure heart, they can far better understand. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, men have not discerned one of the burdens of a prophet. For a prophet knows that to speak the word of the Most High as he must, and for the people not to give ear as they must, invokes much wrath from the Most High. But the scripture says, why when I called, is it that you did not listen? Why when I spoke, you did not answer? I'm talking about Isaiah 65. He said, because when I called, you brought forth, or let's just say, you did those things in which I do not delight. He said, behold, I deliver you to the sword. I cannot tell you, my brothers and sisters, I cannot count the times that I've seen the Most High actually send me somewhere to tell the truth. And people haven't understood that it was really the last warning. Well, brothers and sisters, the scripture says a man having opportunity to hear the truth and not being compelled to hear and implement it. Will bring upon himself the wrath of the Most High. A man, really, my brothers and sisters, if he had a love for Yah, would have to, so would be, have to be compelled, that he has to seek diligently, that it might be brought to bear what is written when it says, his kingdom, how about his kingdom, peace, all that is his will be done on earth as it is in the kingdom of the Most High. Because I got news for you. Every ruler claiming them that his is the way of peace. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Every ruler daring to try to compel you to believe that his is the way of peace is a liar. If you believe that a multitude of contentious ideals is the way of peace, my brothers and sisters, you never know what peace is. Not all the scriptures say have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard or understood to preach the gospel. Not all have heard the way of the kingdom, that they might preach it. Many of my brothers and sisters have sought for degrees that they might preach after the ways of various denominations. That's not the kingdom of Yah, nor is it the church, nor is it faith. The scripture says faith has to come by hearing a word from Yah himself, and that's only if you seek all his will. Are you worthy to receive the teacher? Well, my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks run to these various churches because they want to find a way to be justified, or they say to be justified according to whatever seems wise in their own hearts. And I've been thinking about it a number of times, asking pastors, what is the purpose of the gospel? And I'm yet to hear one that automatically responded to me knowing that the purpose of the gospel is to bring forth peace, conversion of the nations. The healing of the minds of the people is to discern the pure, perfect will of Yah, because that wasn't their avocation. That wasn't what they felt was their job. Listen to me. Scripture says we must become an invariant light unto a wavering world. In so many ways it says we must seek all that is divine will, that we be steadfast and confirmed true unto Yah. The leader is more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones, with desire rather than people brought to the perfect will of one, that they all, as long as possible, remain fodder, exploited. By men who would declare themselves rulers, would continually divide the earth after their own ideas, exploiting the minds and hearts of the people for their own unrighteous zeal. My brothers and sisters, like I said before, all this has to come to an end. People are going to have to understand that it's time to wake up beyond this mass charade. Because I sit back and even think about things, about how man and his sense of injustice doesn't even realize how he's not only destroying human souls, but even the very land upon which men might have opportunity to partake of what is necessary to sustain at least their physical existence. You know, I think about it sometimes. You know, Most High created this world. And where is the land the Most High did not create to flourish? Think about it. There's some form of life. In some form. In some of every place upon this earth, at least as the Most High made this world. Whatever man would inhabit, lands were created wherein men might gain from the resources that this earth might bring forth. The perpetuity, my brothers and sisters, of vessels that would uphold, preserve, and emanate the mind of Yah. But, you know, I look at the effect of what is global warming in the world today. And I look at the idea about how weather has gotten so torrential in its viciousness, if you will. Severe weather forms, my brothers and sisters, being manifest across the globe. Think about the kind of thing, my brothers and sisters, that's happening in, for instance, Northern Africa, Northern and Central Africa, where there's so much drought. It's such a shame. Some of you know about what's happening with the various world summits with regard to this affair we call global warming. And so many have turned around, my brothers and sisters, in so-called industrialized nations that have said they want a longer timeline for all the issues that need to be addressed are to be addressed. Like I said, just consider the effect of global warming in the world and the suffering of the people, my brothers and sisters, whose lands are adversely affected. It's actually hitting some little summer everywhere now. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who continue to do what continues to destroy as certain people in places of power dwell in what they call, what some would call, the lap of luxury. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, men have purchased, after leaving such folks as this in power, not seeking that there be a more diligent drive to set things in order, not understanding the extent of what they do. So many of my leaders have said If the people will buy it, they're willing to sell it. Not necessarily saying that what they offer, my brothers and sisters, is worth anything at all. But if people don't realize the destruction that they've been complicit with, there are those who continue to sell the wares necessary to what? Well, think about it. Selling what is necessary to fix the problems that men create. Selling what is necessary, men say, to fix, or at least put a Band-Aid upon the problems that men create, the war, the pollution, the illness. That's big business. How many times have world banks, my brothers and sisters, lent money to both sides of war? You'd ask who profits from that. But men so often are willing to go along for the semblance of what they think is protection. Willing to go along with it, my brothers and sisters, well, some institutions and individuals, they don't even want to tell you about it, are actually worth trillions of dollars. Ultranationalists, my brothers and sisters, who talk about people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, but let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, there are organizations and families that dwarf their wealth. They don't want you to think about that, though. But a lot of folks are willing to go along with it for the sake of a few crumbs. You ever stop to think and stop the time the men stop relying upon and trusting in the ways of folks, the people who create the problems, that they may profit off of what they create to offer a semblance of a healing? These administrators of death, my brothers and sisters, they create problems to hurt the people, to presume that they need their murderers and their robbers. Most High desires something far better for this world than that. I pray now, let peace, knowledge of what, in fact, my brothers and sisters, harmony in the universe now come. Because as the world was made after the thoughts and conceits of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, there's nothing left lacking. Well, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, I can only say to you there's still so much more that needs to be said on this topic. I still haven't even had the opportunity to talk to you about what initially the immediate concepts that came to me relative to what I heard yesterday morning. But I think there was a need perhaps to try to relate some things, maybe somewhat as simply as possible. We understand what the purpose in calling upon the name of Him who is one was all about. That we all, my brothers and sisters, might at last one day have peace in the earth. Scripture say the day would come that men would cry out to the Most High because of the oppressors. And I see some, look at the way the world's running right now. Man's been oppressed on all sides, physically, mentally, spiritually. Oppressed on all sides, no place clean, no place safe. My brothers and sisters, don't you want a better world from this, but a better world than this? A man is going to have to learn that he has to know the ways of peace. For the Most High to manifest that peace, because he has no intention that man brought unto peace will forget that way and fall back to the depravity after which he has fallen today. For the Most High has promised that he intends to establish in this earth a plan that men, once they attain to the knowledge of the truth, what does the scripture say? He will establish a standard against all those who be enemies against the way of salvation. I'm talking about Isaiah 59. And he says that his covenant shall not depart from your mouths, nor from the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. And he even goes as far as to say that any nation that will not walk according to that constancy, that way of peace, the everlasting light, my brothers and sisters, the invariant light is meant to be peace to a wavering world. Common understanding to a wavering world. It says, whatever nation will not walk according to that righteousness shall perish. What makes man think, my brothers and sisters, that at any time at a multitude of varying standards upon which men can only function in their vain idolatries, contentious, self-righteous, and ambitious, never bringing forth peace. What makes men believe, my brothers and sisters, they call upon the name of the Most High, not seeking to be constituent unto that peace after a knowledge which can bring it? What made man ever believe, my brothers and sisters, at any time, that after such inconscience, such lack of awareness and lack of caring, that he was true to the will of Yah? What does Scripture say Messiah will come saying? That man is sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. So for a time, the Most High would defer his anger and give man a chance to be refined. He would not give his glory to another, his name of honor to another. Isaiah 48. He has a chosen one, a chosen ally who would destroy this Babylon, this all this mass misrepresentation, after which men have sought to guard, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of contentious standards which can never be peace. Declaring the way the Most High declared from the beginning. That if only man had held true to it, his peace would have been as a river, the scripture said, ever flowing river, as righteousness as the waves of the sea, shore to shore. Declaring, my brothers and sisters, indeed what is, as the scripture said. I say it again, what the Most High declared from the beginning before all these differences came to be. And if only man had done that, the scripture says, man would, Most High would not have looked at, but look upon men and see men destroying one another, their souls, a sense of conscience. The hope of life destroyed from before him. What does scripture say in Isaiah 48:22? There's no peace to the lawless. No peace to those who would seek less than the perfect will of Yah. Says my, how about promises? The word for says and promises is the same. The Most High. The Messiah would say, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he is the one that will restore humanity to the knowledge of the way of peace. And he didn't say it would come at the hand of any other. So what then are your leaders, my brothers and sisters? Who did I tell you this? At Isaiah 49. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is the Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah!